Okay, thank you. Brenda has just informed me we have a quorum, so we'll call the meeting to order. I wanted to first say thank you to everyone for agreeing to serve as senators. Thank you for those who have served on committees and for the work that you're doing for your departments and programs. I also wanted to give a shout out to the students. Attendance is often a little bit low, and it's hard for me to see on Zoom how many students are here at the end of the semester, but I hope you know your faculty, your professors see you. Stressful time of life in general. You're going through finals, essays, things like that. Thank you for showing up here today, and we're going to get through it and meet again on campus one day in person. So we're going to start with agenda item one, the approval of the agenda. Does anyone have amendments to make to the agenda today? You can raise your hand. Dan Lee, I will recognize you. Yes, please.
Yes, I would like to add to old business. I'd like to bring back an amended version of the proposal that we brought last month. So, if you recall, the amendment very nearly passed, but for the number of people we had in attendance. So I would like to bring the sort of amended version of that back.
Thank you, Dan. So Dan's making a motion to add an item under old business. This would be 6B, the motion on honors and awards from the Honors and Awards Committee. Is there any discussion or debate to add this to the agenda?
Move unanimous consent.
Okay, so we'll add this.
Ask if there's any objection.
I'm sorry, is there any, I thought I did. Is there any objection? Okay, we'll move unanimous consent. We'll add this to old business. Yes, Jen.
I'm not sure if this is the appropriate time, but I also wanted to ask for a special motion.
Yes, so I believe Jen would like to make a special motion to add, so special motions are number four, to amend something previously adopted. And Jen is going to speak on the business school. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Any debate? Any? Okay, so we'll move unanimous consent. Any objection? Okay, we'll add that agenda item under number four, special motions. Any other additions to the agenda? Okay, all in favor of approving?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll approve the agenda and move on to item number two, approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes of November 11th, 2021.
So moved.
Any objections? Is there a second? I'm sorry. I see Barbara, yes. Any objections? Okay, the Academic Senate meeting minutes are approved. Item three, announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. Does anyone have any items here? Okay, I just wanted to say one thing. I don't know if this is an announcement or not, but I just wanted to speak to the Senate and say that President Wu has indicated he plans to appoint an ad hoc working group on recognition. I believe he's spoken with us about this before. This group on recognition would have three different charges or aims. One is to consider names of buildings and programs on campuses. One is to consider land acknowledgments and recognition. And the third is to consider holidays referenced in the college calendar pursuant to CUNY guidelines. And he's asked the Senate to submit seven nominations for this committee, one of which would be a student, and three of which he has indicated would be selected. The total committee, I believe, is something like 13. So I wanted to just announce this to you all, and we have some names already, but to ask if you'd like to be considered, please contact me and Brenda if you have any other suggestions for particular people you think would be good on this type of committee. To get as diverse and broad a range of representation, please reach out to Brenda and I. That's one item. Emma, one second. Related to that, I wanted to say that the Senate, also our very own Senate, has a standing committee on campus affairs, environment, and graduation advisory kind of issues. And part of the charge of our standing committee is to review proposals to name buildings or memorials on campus. That committee currently has a number of seats available, I think at least three faculty and two student seats. So I would encourage you, if you don't feel comfortable nominating yourself or putting yourself forward for the ad hoc working group on recognition, we also have this other committee, which will look at the report that's produced. And so I'd encourage you to also apply for those positions as well. And again, you can reach out to me and Brenda if you have questions or concerns. I saw a hand. Emma, did you want to, or did, are you?
Yeah, I wanted to take a stance on the land acknowledgement item that you mentioned in reference to the committee. Personally, I believe that land acknowledgements are a good start. They're not enough in terms of understanding our role in occupying stolen land from Indigenous peoples. I think it's important to take it a step further and make a full motion in support of the land back movement, which it's not land back in the colonialist sense of giving land back physically that we're not allowed to occupy anymore. It's more of in the sense of allowing Indigenous peoples to have stewardship over the land, having you know, a say in the decision-making process. I think that should be noted as well.
Thank you, Emma, for your comments. This is just an announcement. So I'm just announcing it, the process. I wanted to let the Senate know what we're doing and the two committees that the Senate has its own standing committee, and I will certainly endeavor to fill those seats. In terms of the ad hoc working group that President Wu has described, that's of course at his office. So we've been invited to provide names. And so we don't need to have the discussion right now, but it does sound like, Emma, you've signed yourself up for potential committee duty. Omri.
Hi, Kevin, thank you. Yeah, I have a question about the ad hoc group, just in terms of what you said, and maybe just to confirm what you said. So if we know people who may be good for that committee, first of all, can we nominate people who are not on the Senate? And then if I understood you right, we don't nominate them here, we just send you an email that would be forwarded to the president's office?
Thank you, that's a great question. Yes, it does not. So again, we've been asked to provide names to the president's office. And what he does with those is what he does with those, but I have every reason to believe that in the spirit of shared governance, that he would take the names that we suggest under consideration. I understand that there are other categories as well, so that there's alumni interests, the student association, perhaps, and the college PMB, I think, as well. So there will be a kind of variety of ways that faculty will be represented. At this point, the Senate and the executive committee at some point are going to want to send names. This work will be done over the next calendar year, I'm led to believe. So I want to make sure I tell you this now. I know it's the worst time of year to ask people to serve on a committee, but sometime in the new year, we'll be wanting to have identified names of people who would be willing to do this work. So you could email me directly. I'll share this with the executive committee. It is not a Senate, this ad hoc committee is not a Senate committee that we are going to vote on here. It is a committee that the president's office is creating. We also have our own standing committee on that involves just one piece of this puzzle. So those names we would send to the nominating committee and discuss here. Thank you.
Would you like me to speak very briefly, Kevin?
If you could, yes, sure.
Yes. So I regard the Senate's choice of who it chooses to recommend as your choice. I don't intend to interfere. Some people have said to me, you should tell the Senate they have to name, and then they've mentioned a couple of different departments. I've declined to do that. I regard this as your business. And if you want to name people who are not senators, that's absolutely fine. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. I regard that as an internal debate that you would have amongst yourselves. I do ask that there be a student. And note, this will take calendar year 2022. So if someone is not available for the calendar year, meaning that maybe they're going on sabbatical or graduating or doing whatever else, probably you shouldn't name them because that would cause a problem with their ability to serve. So I'm going to assume that whoever you send to me is willing to serve and is able to serve. The last aspect I'll say on this is, as Kevin mentioned, you actually did this. Some senators may not know, but you went through this exercise a year ago and offered me a set of names. Because of the pandemic, we were waiting to get our new chief diversity officer hired. We thought that would occur earlier. We weren't able to launch this fast enough. So you actually already did this. And if you want to just send me those names, I'm fine with that. But if you want to add, or if you want to do it all over again, that's entirely your business. But some of you may be thinking, deja vu, didn't we do this? And the answer is yes, you did this one full year ago.
Thank you, Frank. Any other... Okay, well, let's wrap a bow on this, and then I'll ask if there's any other announcements, and we'll move along. If you're interested, if you know someone who you think would be really good, please reach out to me and Brenda. Are there any other announcements? Reports, memorials? Okay, so, sorry, the chat. Okay, moving on to special motions. So Jen has a, are you still here? And I'm gonna ask.
Yes, I am.
So we'll recognize Jen Ruff and ask Brenda to share the screen after Jen speaks, but Jen would like to make a motion to amend something previously adopted.
Yes, so I wanted to make a special motion, and that is to amend the resolution to establish a school of business at Queens College. And it's a relatively minor change. It's just to insert the word economics into the list of fields that are in the resolution to establish a school of business at QC.
Thank you. If Brenda, if you can share your screen with the resolution, or I can do that and we can point to the relevant place. Is there a second for this motion?
Second.
Barbara, thank you.
Move unanimous consent.
Okay, we'll move unanimous consent. It is relatively minor. Any objections to unanimous consent? Of course, I can't see any Zoom windows now. Okay. I don't hear anyone or see anything in the chat. So this motion is adopted.
Kevin, can you see the screen? Can you see the shared screen?
I can, yes. Thank you, Renette. Okay. Yeah, you can close now. Okay, committee reports. Is there a report from the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee?
Yes, I'd like to move the UCC minutes of November 11, 2021 and ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Ken. Is there any objections? Okay, seeing and hearing none, the minutes are approved. Is there a Graduate Curriculum Committee report?
Yes. On behalf of GCC, I move for unanimous consent of the meeting minutes dated November 3rd, 2021.
Thank you, Peng. Are there any objections? Okay, the minutes are approved, the GCC minutes. And we have a nominating committee report that's rather busy, thankfully. Thanks again for your work. Is there someone who can move that?
Hi, this is Pei Shi on behalf of the committee. I ask for your unanimous approval of the nominees on the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Pei Shi. Thanks again for all of your work. Can I see your hand up? Do you have a question, comment, discussion?
Yes, there's just one correction. Emma Richter is listed as a faculty member for the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee. She is a student.
Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, that's one way to get ahead. I assume we'll take that as a friendly amendment.
Editorial correction.
An editorial correction, excellent. So we can still proceed with unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing and hearing none, those minutes are approved. Thank you. And last under committee reports is their report from the subcommittee on honorary degrees.
Heffa, you're muted. Heffa, you're muted.
Heifer Ben-Benadi? You're muted. Yes, there you go.
Okay, okay, now. Okay, it is my honor to present to this distinguished body the nominations of the Subcommittee on Honorary Degrees for this year. The two candidates that we are nominating, and I would like to acknowledge Dan Lee, who is also a member of the Subcommittee on Honorary Degrees. We have two outstanding candidates that we presented to you. The first one is Mr. Danny Bernstein, and the second one is Arturo Casbelwell. Both are alumni to Queen College, and they had a strong connection with Queen College after they graduated from Queen College. Danny Bernstein, he's an alumni of Queen College, an award winner, actor and singer, and star in theater and films and television. Arturo Casbelwell is an alumni also of Queen College and a distinguished scientist, physician, teacher, a scholar, editor, a humanistic person. Danny Bernstein, he earned the degree here in 1986 from Queen College. Then he went to get a master's degree at University of California. His mother was also a student here at our college, in our college, and her stepfather, Harvey Weinstein, was also a professor of philosophy here at Queen College for many, many years. Mr. Bernstein Correa exemplifies the humanity, cultural depths, and sense of community we value in our graduates and public figures. He is most closely identified for his Broadway performance. And you may remember seeing him, if you had the chance to see him, performing in Cabaret, South Pacific, and Fiddler on the Roof. He received many awards, including the Tony Awards for Best Performance. He also have been connected to Queen College through coming here to speak to us and speaking to many universities about his values and his beliefs. He also maintains high standards that are consistent to our multicultural approach that we sustain here at Queen College. He's generous and very well respected in our society. And he also is a humanistic and see the life and his performance on Broadway when he choose to perform, the performance represents some values that he has and those values happen to be consistent to the values that we have here at Queen College. The second candidate is Arturo Casbelwell. He's also an alumni, as I mentioned before. He's a distinguished scientist, as I mentioned, a teacher, a scholar, editor, and a humanistic person. He is an internationally recognizing expert in infectious diseases. And we know now with COVID that he's an important person in our scientific community now. He came here from Cuba. And as a young man, he even worked at McDonald's restaurant. Now he's just a physician, a doctor with PhD. After graduating from Queen College, from the majoring in chemistry, then he went to NYU and get his PhD in biochemistry. He, at that point, he was very interested with the condition and the disease HIV, and that attracted him to pursue a medical field exploring the conditions of the HIV disease at that point, and he continued working on that and many other areas in his discipline. He has received many awards, many from the most prestigious scientific communities. He has written and published more than 746 articles or books, or part of some of them are chapters in books in relation to microbiology, genetics, and molecular biology, for example. He received, as I mentioned, many awards and is a member of prestigious organizations in the science field. However, that in itself is very prestigious, but one of the most salient attractions of his candidacy for honorary degree is his intention and commitment to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion in science. Most of his colleagues with whom he worked are students or individuals who represent underrepresented groups. He has been defending the role of women, fighting for equity among women. And our committee believe that these two candidates, Bernstein and Casawell, are two outstanding candidates that represent our values, our mission, and it is my honor on behalf of the committee to move the motion to accept these two candidates with unanimous decision. Thank you very much. If you had any question, please ask.
Thank you so much for presenting these candidates, and thanks again for the Subcommittee on Honorary Degrees work in bringing these names to the Senate. So there's a motion for unanimous consent. Are there any objections or discussion? Okay, so the motion carries, and thank you again.
Thank you.
Moving on to old business, our old friend, nominations to the nominating committee. Are there any nominations for the at-large faculty seat? Okay, having been inspired by my colleague, Stephen Grover, I will nominate myself. And ask for unanimous consent. Any objections? Thank you, it's an honor. Are there any faculty seats for math and natural sciences? Any nominations, excuse me, for the nominating committee? Okay, I'm not sure if the Dean of Math and Natural Sciences or any of the chairs are in the room, but we would love to fill that seat with a representation from your, division, from your school, please.
We'll try again. Thanks, Ken.
Okay, thanks. Next, are there any student nominations from education for the nominating committee? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on and we'll pick this up in the new year. Thank you. We've added to old business a motion from honors and awards. So I'll let Dan speak now.
Hi. Should I send a link for the document or are you going to share it?
That's a great question. So I'll ask Brenda to pull up the document. What we have from Dan, if you were at the last meeting, you know that there was a proposal to change how honors are done and there was some discussion. And if I'm not mistaken, Dan, you've only made one change, which is the change, the number 55 to 45. If I'm mistaken, please articulate a little bit more, but otherwise we could highlight where that is.
There were some minor changes to the wording, but that's correct. So so on the screen is right now is it shows the current version, the proposed version, but let me just summarize for you what the current version says. So what the current version says is that in order to get honors from Queens College, you have to have at least 45 credits. And then you look at two GPA numbers, essentially. One is your Queens College GPA, and the other is like a cumulative overall GPA that averages Queens College work with work from prior institutions. And the idea is that both of those numbers have to be high enough to be above the level needed for each level of honors. So 3.5 for CUME, 3.75 for MAGNA, and 3.9 for SUMA. So right now, the only change that we want to make is we want to no longer look at grades from prior institutions. We want to determine honors purely based on the Queen's College GPA, and we will, are going to leave the number of credits the same. The proposed version is really just kind of reworded to make it a little more clear. So in particular, note that like the GPA cutoffs are precise to emphasize that there isn't like rounding or anything like that. So the main reason for this change is that in terms of, you know, bureaucratic or record keeping reasons, that it was extremely difficult to actually implement the rule as currently framed. So it turns out that it's not so easy to even figure out what a student's overall cumulative GPA is, just because it's hard to sort of look up the records in an easy way. And this has actually caused a lot of practical problems. So like students have been getting their diplomas late, and students have been getting diplomas that are incorrect. And our baccalaureate ceremony, where we honor our honor students, we aren't able to like invite all the correct people. So there's kind of been cascading effects from this. But also there's also a philosophical sort of perspective here that, you know, Queen's College honors degree should be based on work at Queen's College. So that's another reason why we don't really want to look at prior institutions, all of which have different standards for what their grades mean anyway. And there is one final technical point that I wrote there at the bottom, which is that the current wording of the rule doesn't even only apply to transfer students. Like, it doesn't say transfer anywhere. So it actually applies to all of our students. So there could be students who just have a few smattering of credits from some other sources. And technically, we're supposed to average those in, which I think was never the intention that anyone had when the rule was written. So that's the short of it. So basically, to solve this problem is the version of the rule that we wrote in the previous page. So that's it. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Dan. So there's a motion to amend the motion from the honors and awards committee to amend how the college awards honors, and it's listed here. Is there any other discussion or debate? I see a question, a hand raised. Yes, Ramon?
Yeah, my name's Ramon McKenzie. I was just curious, because I just want to get further clarification. I'm sorry if it's already been explained. But for example, I've like had credit from taking another class at another college, Adelphi, right? I didn't transfer here. That's just something I did before I even got to the college. And you're saying with the 45 credit limit, I mean, the new 45 credits, right, that it only count my grade for that class, doesn't count only my grades for QC, counts towards achieving honors? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so technically speaking, under the old rule, whatever grades you got at Adelphi are supposed to be counted. And under the new rule, they just aren't considered at all.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there other debate, questions, comments? Okay, seeing none, I think we should do take this to a vote. And I'd like to do as we've done in previous Zoom meetings where we use the, let me get this right, the raise hand function. So at the bottom of your screen where it says reactions, I'll first ask for all in favor, and then I'll ask everyone to lower their hands, and then we'll do all opposed, and then we'll do abstention. So if you're in favor of the motion to amend the way the college awards honors, please raise your hand at this time. Okay, the number keeps going up. I'll wait 1 second.
Kevin, this is Jim Curry from the registrar's office. Can I just ask what the effective date of the policy is going to be, or is that to be determined?
Jim, that's an excellent question. Dan and I were emailing a little bit about this, and I assume that that question is outside the scope of this motion, although it does raise questions if the Senate were to adopt it today, how quickly it can go through the rest of CUNY governance. And this would honestly be a question for people who know a lot more about this than I do.
The answer is as soon as possible.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you very much. That. ASAP. Okay, so I see 43 in favor. If you would please lower your hands and we'll take a quick tally of opposed. Let everyone have an opportunity to lower their hands. Okay, and then I don't know if I can lower people's hands for them. I should know this after a year and change. Okay, excellent. All opposed, raise your hands. Okay, seeing none and abstain. And one abstention. Okay, so the motion carries. Thank you. Thanks all. Thanks, Dan, for your work, and thanks for bringing it back to us. There's no new business, so we will conclude here. I wish all of you the best. Stay healthy and safe. Look forward to seeing you in the new year. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded.
Unanimous consent.
There we go.
Unanimous.
Okay. Thank you. Motion, meeting adjourned. Thank you. Be safe. Nice to see everyone.
Thank you, Kevin.
Bye.
Stephen, how are you?